Oh, hey, Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumper Car. And this is a first. This is a first for two different reasons. The first is that I'm recording this from outside of headquarters. Outside, we left the lab. We took all the equipment. We are outside. So you might get to hear some nice environmental noises. Maybe a bird's going to fly by. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to run and scream if a dragonfly tries to attack me. These are things that could happen. And you're wondering, well, why are you outside? That seems like a strange thing to do after 320 episodes. Well, I'm outside because I wanted to be out here with my pal, who really hasn't been on the show very much, has never been interviewed that I can remember. He is shaking his head no. So I'd like to welcome to the show my friend, Mr. Irving Brown Sox. Hi, buddy. How are you? Oh, those were such sweet little blinks you just gave me. Now, I'm going to tell the story of Irving, and I will kind of relay his reaction to it, because he did not want to get on mic. He is embarrassed about his voice. He feels like it's not podcast-worthy. And I said, well, clearly you've never been listening to the Bumper Podcast, because anyone and anything hops on the mics on this show. And he just said, that's not for me. And I said, okay, I'm not going to pressure you. But I figured we would hang out, have a little conversation, and we could kind of talk it out. Is that okay? Oh, he's looking past me. I see what's happening. And if it's windy, I apologize. We do have wind screens on. Irving Brown Sox, it was born in, I think, Atlanta, Georgia. Probably maybe Decatur, Georgia, or just regular old downtown Atlanta. And had a rough life. We adopted him, we went to there was a grocery store and a Target and a PetSmart all right in a row, whoosh. And so we would go to this shopping center on the weekends, and they would have animals outside that you could go and meet and, you know, and hang out with. Oh, look at these animals, take them home. And we had two cats at the time, and so we were like, no more animals, we got plenty of animals. It was Spot Elliot and Peanut Lou. I think I've told you about them before, but, you know, who knows. And one day we're walking and we look at this dog, and he's a border collie black lab, and he's like all looking at us, and his old tail's all wagging, his butt's all moving around, just wagging his tail. And we're like, let's take that guy, we'll take him for a walk. They would give you leashes and they would let you walk him around the perimeter of the parking lot. And you know, we went for a walk, and he's like kept looking back at us. He's like, hey guys, it's me, and you know, whatever. And you're like, all right, cool. And we took him back. We were like, thanks so much for letting us walk him. You know, we hope we had a nice time. And that was it. And then like a week or two later, we ended up back at the shopping center and kind of walked back by. Weren't even going to really look at the animals. And there was this little border collie black lab. Same dude staring at us. And like he was laying down. And then when we walked by, he hopped up and he was like, you, I remember you, remember me, I remember you. Like, it was like this real adorable connection. And we had to go into a different store, and I was like, that dog knew us, right? Like, and so it became this thing of like, I feel like, you know, whatever, they say this with animals, but I do think it's kind of true, where they choose you. Like, I choose you, Pikachu. Like, we're their Pokemon, essentially. And so that's how it all started. And we took him home, and he had gotten into a fight at the foster home that he was at. And one of the dogs had bitten his ear and actually had a little cut, a little rip in his ear. It was really horrifying. And so with ears, dog ears, there's not a lot of blood flow going through there. So it won't heal as quickly because it can't scab up because of the properties of, I don't know, scabs. I don't know how stuff works. This isn't a medical show. But he came to our house, and we tried to put little Band-Aids on it, little Neosporin or whatever, and it would never heal. And he did something and reopened the scrape, and he started shaking his head just everywhere. And this is in our new house that we had bought in Georgia. This is a long time ago. And he was just spraying doggy blood everywhere. It was horrifying. And we were like, we can't keep this. This dog is crazy. He was like, you know, doing normal dog stuff, like eating stuff, breaking stuff, going to the bathroom in the house. Like, it was a real, real treat. But we were like, nope, we got this dog. He's our dog, and we're going to roll with it. So eventually, the ear healed, and he's fine. He's running around the backyard, having a great time. He would escape every so often, and it was kind of terrifying. We had to go find him. Where'd he go? And he's really fast. And he had a dog next door. His best friend was named Chocolate. And Chocolate did not have the best of lives, but he was a sweet dog. He was kind of like a pit bull lab mix, and he would just kind of they kept him outside all the time, and so I would have to sneak over and try to give Chocolate some love. But you know, Sox grew up with Chocolate, so it was kind of a sad dog story. But we still talk about him sometimes. Hey, remember that Chocolate? And Sox he's looking at me right now. He remembers. So 15 years, you know, we move from Georgia. He moves into my in-laws' house up in New York, Hudson Valley, and he was an inner city dog at that point, kind of. And we would go for big walks around the city, and he was very pulley when he would walk, and we would try to train him. We took him to doggy training classes, and then we went. Where did we go from there? We moved down to Jersey. To a little apartment in Montclair, and so he lived in there, and that was his best life, I feel like, because we had a school field right next to us where it was fenced in, and so he could go and he would just take off, just sprint around this field like he was lightning. And so we would go over there every day because it was right next door. And by the way, we're going to talk about this in another episode. Do you say next door? Next door. N-E-X-T-D-O-O-R. Next door. Or next door. Like, we're going to the next door. I think it's next door, but it sounds like next door. Anyway, that's something that was bothering me last week. So we would go for walks, and he lived in this little two-bedroom apartment. And then we had Emerson, and... you know, Emerson demands a lot of time, and Sox is very curious about this baby. Like, what is this thing making all this noise, right? And he would go and he would look at Emerson, and it was sweet. I don't know if I have enough pictures of baby Emerson with teenage Sox, but I wish I did. He didn't. He was confused by snow because, you know, he's from Georgia. He's a Georgia dog. We moved around a couple times, went to Caldwell, and then we're in Cedar Grove, and I built him a nice fence, which he immediately figured out how to get out of, which is very sweet. When you build a fence for someone, just, you know, you see the fence, see the boundaries, just finish the edges if you have to. I never finish the edges. So he's big on, we have a family of deer who live here, we have a fox, we have a family of bunny rabbits, and he loves to interact with them, is what I'll say. He loves to bark at them a lot. Now, he did have... I'm giving you the story of my dog's life, essentially, is what I'm doing here, people. He's a wonderful dog. You ever had a dog before? A good dog or bad dog? It was a good dog? Good. Bad dog? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, this Sox here, he's a great dog. He's a wonderful dog. But he does do some bad things. We had a plumber come over once, and... here's the thing. So he's a herding dog because of the border collie part. So it seems to be his move is people come in the house. He might bark at him a little bit, but it's not until they leave the house that he'll run up behind them and grab them on their butt with his teeth, which is not what you're supposed to do. Bad dog. He bit the plumber once. Yeah, he bit a friend of mine once. And then one time I had a comedian, a guy come over, I was working on his website, and Sox was out on his, he had a lead in the backyard, so it's still there. And, I was like, well, take him off the lead. And I was like, no, he's good over there. I don't want him to, he's weird with new people sometimes. And he was like, I'm great with dogs. And I was like, I don't know, it's a bad idea. He's like, do it. And I was like, are you sure? And I'm standing by Sox. He's like, yeah, do it. And I unclick him. And before the click is unclicked, Sox just takes off and knocked the guy over. It was terrifying. I was horrified. You know, so he's very territorial, which is, you know, he takes care of the house. He must protect this house. It's his house, right? He protects us. And what was it? A few years ago, he got a weird condition on his nose. So he's this beautiful dog. You know, he's black. He's got white little socks. He's got a little white belly, little white nose with a little starburst in his face a little bit, a little white tip at the end of his tail, and weighs about 44 pounds, Irving Brown Sox. But he got this weird condition on his nose, whereby it just kind of, he kept rubbing, it was like an OCD, like a nervous thing, where he would rub the edge of his nose off. And we'd take him to the doctor, they'd go, hey, try this cream, all right, that didn't work, try this spray, put this cone on his head, but nothing was taking, right? And, you know, so, but it wasn't causing him too much distress, so we just kind of roll with it, and he has this, we call it, he's got the blood nose. Because it's disgusting. Like, he will rub his nose off. And you're like, buddy, why are we, let's not do that. That's not a good thing to do. But he does. And we still love him. Love him to pieces. Smells. Oh, you give the dog a bath. And immediately, like, the smell is just lingering. It's still there. He's like Pigpen from the Peanuts, but if he smelled, he's Smellpin, I guess. I don't know. But you know, he's a good old dog. And then Ollie, you know, obviously in this story, Ollie came around at a point, and it was a weird thing where the kids didn't really latch on to the dog. They knew there was a dog in the house. There's a concept of dog. That's a dog. But it wasn't until I'd say the last 2 years that they really were like, "Hey, you're our dog. We love our dog." And I was like, yeah, he's always been here. He was here before you. And they were like, ah, okay. And Oliver super loves animals. So it's what I'm saying is, poor Soxie, he's not doing well. And so I'm not doing well. I'm very sad about it. And I realized that we'd never had a podcast together. And I wanted to, you know, tell you guys about him. I want to tell you his little story. And so you could know. So go rescue a dog, right? Dogs are great. If you have the means, if you can take care of them. They're fun to have around. You got a dog. What are you doing? Practicing to have a kid? No. Kids are much worse than dogs. Dogs are much easier. They just hang out with you. They'll watch football or whatever. You know, another weird thing is Emerson is terrified of dogs. I'm talking down from a teacup chihuahua all the way up to, I was going to say a mastodon, but I think that's an elephant. But he's afraid of all dogs, except for this dog. This dog he's okay with. And every so often, he feels like he's offended the dog. He's just like, I think Sox is mad at me. I said something mean about him. And I'm like, well, what did you say? I said he smelled. He's like, he knows he smells. He's got a nose. I mean, everyone knows he smells. It's okay. And so I have to take Emerson over to him. And I'm like, all right, Emerson, say you're sorry to Sox. He's like, I'm sorry, dude. And Sox is just like, I'm a dog, and it works out fine. But it's a quirky, cute little relationship they have. I did a lot of reading yesterday of articles, and because I don't know how to deal with, you know, if he passes away. And so I was like, oh man, how do I deal with the kiddos? How do I talk to them about this? And I read, you know, probably, that's like 10 articles yesterday. And a lot of them, it's weird. A lot of them, they were fast reads because it was like, oh, there's a lot of copying and pasting happening here. Like, you found this article and then you built off of that and you wrote your article. Good job. You changed some words. That's plagiarism. Anyway, that's not my fight today. So, but I did get some nice things to do, some good ideas. And one of them was, so we're gonna have everyone in. If you ever have an animal die, we'll see how this works out. But I think these are nice ideas. We're gonna have everyone write out a list, five things, whatever, of things that they loved about the dog. Just nice little things, right? And have those. Everyone's gonna have their little list, and then we're gonna have a ceremony. And now I've been planning here at headquarters to get a. I want to have like a line of bird feeders, like nice bird feeders that look like little houses, because I think those are hilarious to think that there's birds that are living in houses. How's their Wi-Fi? Do they go to work? Whatever. And so we're gonna get a nice bird feeder, and I found one that it lights up at night, a little cling, a little light. And now I'm thinking the birds are gonna hate that, but we'll see. You know, again, how that works out. But so we're gonna put this bird feeder in. And that's going to be like the memorial spot, I guess. And we'll have a little ceremony because all the articles say it's important not to just brush this stuff away. It's important not to just sweep it under the rug. You know, this is an event. This is an actual thing that happens in life. This is part of life. And so you want to acknowledge it and you want to you have emotions. You have feelings. Let's work through them. And I think that makes sense. I think that's a good idea. So we'll have this little spot when we can tell our nice stories about the dog and maybe have a little bit of closure. I'm having a couple of hard things. I think several hard things, if I'm to be completely honest. But one of them is Emerson's birthday is on Monday. And I can't in any world bring this dog to the vet today or tomorrow and have this happen on his birthday. It just doesn't seem right or fair. So we're in a bit of a holdout pattern until Tuesday. And, you know, he's not in pain. I'm going to say that. He seems moderately alert. His little tail wags. He's just not feeling good. So we're going to have a vet appointment set up for Tuesday, and that will be quite the day, I'm sure. So I hope you enjoyed the story of Irving Brown Sox. I forgot. So he did live with Spot Elliott and Peanut Lou for a long time. He was in one of my cartoons, maybe two. This is where it's going to get sad. So, but now just... It goes with people. It goes with everything in your life. Be thankful for the time you have with stuff, with things, with people, whatever. Because, you know, I try to... I do a lot in life. And I do a lot in life to keep moving. I'm like a shark. I want to keep moving or else I guess I don't know what happens. And sometimes I don't slow down and enjoy the moments that I have. I've tried to get better at that recently, to really just stop and look at what's going on around you and acknowledge it. And it's important, right? It's time. Time doesn't come back. And I'm sad. And my little buddy here, he's had a great life. We took him from a not great life. We gave him a great. Oh, you can't even look at me. Look at you. You're embarrassed. Look at you. But we gave him a great life, and that's all. That's all I could have done. It's all he wanted in the world. So he did. He had it all, right? And so that's good. So what I'm saying. So take care of yourself. Take care of people. Take care of animals. Animals are important. Just you know, keep. Keep moving forward day after day. And did you at the end here, did you want to say anything? Or is that okay? Did that encapsulate? No, he opened his mouth and he licked his nose. So I think with that, we'll sign off. This is the Bumper Podcast. I am Natty Bumper Car, and I have been talking about and trying to interview my little pal, Irving Brown Sox, age 15. Weight 44 pounds, beautiful eyes, smelly, fur coming out even though he gets brushed all the time. Okay. Bye, Sox. I love you.